This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, says Tehran will take what he calls the next step in increasing its uranium enrichment this weekend. U.S. President Donald Trump took the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement more than a year ago. Rouhani suggests that gives his country a free nuclear hand. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma on Tehran's announcement.
President Hassan Rouhani has warned European partners in its faltering nuclear deal that the Islamic nation would increase its enrichment of uranium to any amount that we want, putting pressure on them to offer a way round intense U.S. sanctions targeting the country. Authorities on Monday had acknowledged Iran has broken through a limit placed on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium. An increasing stockpile and higher enrichment closes the estimated one-year window Iran would need to produce enough material for a nuclear bomb. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An airstrike on a migrant detention center near the Libyan capital of Tripoli has taken dozens of lives. VOA's Heather Murdoch is in Tripoli reporting. She says the attack is most likely part of the fight between the Libyan government and rebel Libyan National Army, led by Khalifa Haftar. That's been going on for months.
So far, the official response has been muted on both sides, with the Western forces simply saying it happened. We did speak to the commander in charge of the area this morning, and he rather reluctantly said, yes, of course, it must be Haftar's forces that did it.
Haftar's forces have denied responsibility for the late Tuesday airstrike. They have blamed pro-government militias. The chairman of the African Union Commission has called for all sides to ensure the safety of civilians, especially detained migrants. It has also demanded an independent investigation into the air attack. This is VOA News. The United States is set to celebrate its birth as a nation, but here in Washington, there are complaints that President Trump is making a dramatic break from the traditional 4th of July celebration in the nation's capital. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani from the Pentagon.
Two Bradley fighting vehicles are now near the Lincoln Memorial, where the president will give a speech tomorrow. Some Abrams tanks are also here in Washington, and the Pentagon's scrambling to line up flyovers by a B-2 stealth bomber and other aircraft. This morning, the president says it'll be the show of a lifetime, but critics say he's politicizing the nation's birthday party and using troops as props. He says military leaders are thrilled to participate. If so, they're hiding it well. The Pentagon's referring questions here to the White House and won't even say if Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford will attend. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump reports as fake the news that he has given up the plan to include a citizenship question on the 2020 U.S. Census. Mr. Trump's words contradict a statement by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, who said a day earlier that census forms would be printed without the question on them. The U.S. trade deficit has reached a five-month high, mainly due to widening gaps with Mexico and China. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Commerce Department says the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sells and what it buys from foreign countries increased to $55.5 billion in May. That's the highest since December. Exports increased on rising shipments of soybeans, aircraft, and cars. But imports climbed even more due to increases in crude oil and cell phones. The deficit with Mexico reached an all-time high of just under $10 billion, while the gap with China jumped to $30 billion. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The White House is downplaying President Trump's concession to allow sales of computer chips to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, explaining that it is still prohibited from buying what goes into its newest 5G smartphones. Washington had put Huawei on an export blacklist in May, citing national security concerns related to its fifth-generation smart devices. Meanwhile, on the chances for a new U.S.-China trade agreement, Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro told CNBC, "We're headed in a very good direction." The United States has put a major anti-Pakistan militant organization, the Baluchistan Liberation Army, on its list of global terrorist groups. Islamabad welcomed the move. The BLA operates in natural resource-rich Baluchistan province, where China is investing billions of dollars in major infrastructure projects as part of its Belt and Road Initiative. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.